I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, to call the scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, to our quiet dancing able. We're off from mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 19th day of December. The appropriate day is to check your winter car kit. Make sure your winter car kit is ready to go. Okay, we have with us my friend Cindy Smith, and we'll be talking about the events today. Cindy, one of the things I was reading about this kill switch legislation is the insurance companies will discontinue insuring older vehicles, such as my beautiful 1969 Triumph, which has no electronics, for those who want to get around this draconian measures. It's not very wise to drive a vehicle without insurance, is it?
Well, no, most people can't afford to self-insure. If you get into an accident and someone gets hurt, that quickly adds up with medical bills and everything. And if you're at fault, you know, the idea that you would pay for all your own legal expense and everything, most Americans can't afford to do that. So it's interesting how this this whole thing has been talked about in the media. The focus has been on the kill switch aspect, and it can be sold as this safety and security device where your local law enforcement is going to know that driver who appears to be swerving and everything is intoxicated, and they're going to push a button and kill the engine on that car. I think that's a fantastical claim, but that's where most of the media has focused on that. And the Congress people, that at least from the coverage that I saw, wanted to focus on that and pass the bill and don't ask any questions. Whereas Congressman Massey from Kentucky talked about the civil liberties issues that this bill brings up, and I think he brought to light some very good issues about this bill.
Well, good. So what's the status of the bill right now, if you know?
It passed, and I think it has to go over to the Senate. I believe that's where we are with this.
Well, the Democratic-controlled Senate, I don't have much hope for them turning it down, do you?
No, I don't either. Really, the folks in Washington, D.C. that are holding the line are in the Congress. The Senate is, you know, the Democrats rule the Senate by one vote. And we've always got a number of Republicans that are willing to be bought off or swayed to do the wrong thing. I think it's interesting how two of our probably most constitutional public servants in Washington, D.C., both come from Kentucky, Congressman Massey, as well as Senator Rand Paul.
Amazing, amazing. Well, the completeness of their plans is a sight to behold, isn't it?
Well, if we take a step back and more of a historical view, it's the same cast of characters. It's a smallish group of people who've been working behind the scenes feverishly for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and they seem to have an almost unlimited amount of money because of the central bank system that was set up. Well, it's been set up for a long time, but in this country it came in 1913, giving the central bankers the ability to leverage deposits and just amass astronomical amounts of money. We seem to be getting toward the end game of the central banking. I think what happened in 2007, 2008 certainly showed that there were severe cracks in the Bretton Woods system. And I think they've done a lot internationally to paper over that. But clearly, the wheels are coming off the system, which is why you see the central bank digital currencies. And frankly, all of the censorship, not just in this country, a lot of the censorship in Europe, I think, stems from the fact that the European Central Bank is probably the central bank that is in the most trouble in terms of financial contagion and potential collapse.
Well, what can us average barefoot peasants in the Ozarks do about that, Cindy, if anything?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, thank goodness for being in a place where you're living amongst people that are like-minded for the most part, and people who remember how a lifestyle and how a life was created by living closer to God's good creation. You know, I grew up in the Midwest. My grandparents on both sides of the family grew almost all of their own food. It was a few items that were ever purchased from a grocery store. They bartered. They grew their own. They made their own clothing, all of those things. And, you know, we're a couple, three generations from that, but those skills are still out there. You're not going to find those in the major cities for the most part. But in rural America, in conservative America, in God-fearing America, you will still find people who know how to spin yarn out of goat's hair, for instance. All of those things that can allow you to opt out of the system are the kind of things that will help you secure your liberty and your future for your family going forward. And I don't think any discussion of that type of thing would be complete without understanding the importance of commodity money, real money, gold, silver, precious metals, those sorts of things.
We got a caller on hold here. I think she's still with us, been on hold for quite a while. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry, you still there? Okay, looks like Sherry's not there. Well, let's continue, Cindy. Well, I believe, and I believe you agree with me, Cindy, that all political power comes from the local area. These major parties, the Republicans, Democrats, if it wasn't for the counties that support them nationwide, they'd have no power, would they?
Well, that's certainly true. The country began with colonies, and the colonies got together and created a federal government, which they endowed with limited power, which, of course, that limited power has expanded greatly outside of the Constitution for a couple hundred years now. But the real power is the power that's vested with government locally closest to the people. And a lot of what we see in Washington, D.C., a lot of the reason for the censorship, in my opinion, is that the folks in Washington, D.C. know that they're losing power. And so they fall back on force. And an example of that kind of force would be the operation that was run on January 6th up at the Capitol.
Well, as more information comes out on January 6th, it's becoming more and more clear that the instigators of violence were actually employed by the federal government, weren't they?
Yes, and it's interesting how even when asked to give congressional testimony, people in leadership in the key agencies that were involved up there are loath to admit the numbers of people that were employed there undercover on behalf of federal agencies. And I think they're running to hide and as much as they can, destroy as much evidence as they can. And, you know, this is one of the things that is happening in the eventuality that a President Trump were to regain office. He would, of course, move to shed a lot of light on those things that happened.
Well, we need lots of light shed here, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. The problem that I think some highly corrupt people in Washington, D.C. and the powerful people behind them have is that there's been so many lies and so much corruption that they're afraid that they're not going to be able to hide it all any longer.
Well, hopefully they won't. The truth is coming out. Let's do a segue. The impeachment of President Biden, it looks like it's moving forward in the House, doesn't it?
Yes, it's moving forward. You know, I think it was Dave last hour that was talking about the reasons why he didn't have a lot of hope for an election in Arizona that actually had integrity. And he was talking about how Republicans were undermining other Republicans. And I think Americans are starting to come to the understanding that a lot of the divide in this country is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between political insiders who are backed by moneyed and influential special interests, and political outsiders who truly got elected by the people and are truly there in their capacity as a civil servant to elect or to represent people as their elected representative. It's almost that the political parties largely are irrelevant in this discussion any longer.
I often hear the two parties referred to as a uniparty. What do you think about that, my dear?
Yeah, it's almost like a bird. There's a left wing and a right wing, and they both flap, and the bird goes forward.
There you go. I like that analogy. We encourage people to get active politically. Our enemies, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, have been active for decades, capturing all these local seats nationwide, not all, but many, school boards, city councils, mayors, county offices, library boards, and now we're getting the consequences of that, aren't we?
Well, we certainly are, and I think when people wake up and take a look at what's going on locally and start getting involved, start going to meetings, start asking questions, they're amazed to find out how much money some of these local institutions have. Local library boards are sitting on several hundreds, some of them over $1 million of money, and they are purchasing books that you would not present to a child. And yet sometimes these books are available in the youth section in school and local libraries. So we've got the opportunity before us as citizens to get off the sidelines and run for some of these local boards. Here in Missouri, on the ballot will be the ability to vote for your hospital board. And we saw during COVID what kind of civil liberties nightmares were created with the pandemic and how the government responded to that. It'd be good to have some folks who understood the Constitution and wanted to do the right thing to be representing the local hospital board.
Well, people need to support conservative Christian candidates for all these offices, possibly run themselves. Don't be intimidated. It's really not a big deal to run for office, is it, Cindy?
No, it really isn't. And I think sometimes the idea is promoted on purpose that it's so difficult to run for office. And, well, you don't know, you know, you're not a political insider. You don't know how the system operates and all that. I was a person who was a stay-at-home mom. I was a music director at a local church. I homeschooled kids, and I ran for office. I got some very good advising, and I was willing to work hard, and I ran a very successful race for a local race and won. And I've sort of taken it as part of my responsibility to pay that forward and to advise people and encourage them and help them and show them what I learned, and so they don't have to make the same mistakes that I made. I'd much rather share that knowledge and help good people get elected than to try and fight against somebody who's in office and doing the wrong thing.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, getting back to these counties, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. Many have offices that are going unfilled for Republican central committees. And all you got to do is sign up, and you may not even have an opponent. Right, Cindy?
Very often, there's a seat waiting that hasn't been filled. If your name is on the ballot, you will run unopposed. And in some jurisdictions, if there's only one name for that particular slot, your name won't even be on the ballot. You'll just go into the seat.
That's right. I started out with the Republican Central Committee, sitting in for the man who held that seat, getting his documentation to do that. And that's been quite a few years ago. And everybody needs to do what they can to save our republic, don't you think, Cindy?
I think that there are so many different things that can be done that are meaningful, that will make a difference, that there's a role for virtually everybody out there, even if it's just to identify someone who's doing good work and support that person. This is the time, this is the kind of time that try men's souls. I'm sure that's a remark that that folks who study history will recognize. And this is a time when God-fearing people who love their country need to get off the sofa and get involved. And if you don't know how to get involved, find someone who is involved and ask them to help you. There are lots of people out there that want to save this country, and they're looking for someone to come alongside and help.
Absolutely, absolutely. It doesn't take a lot of money. It takes some money, not a lot, and takes volunteers. Between the two, every candidate, whether it's a local city council member or running for president, every campaign needs two things, money and volunteers, don't they?
Absolutely. You can run a campaign with a lot of people and a little bit of money. You can run a successful campaign with a lot of money and a few people, or any kind of a mixture in between. If you want to get elected, you've got to have two things. You've got to have a credible candidate. And what I mean by that is someone who's likable, someone who clearly has something to offer the citizens if they do get elected to serve. They need to be trustworthy, and they need to be the kind of person that is not easily corrupted. And that's a matter of the person's moral and ethical character. The other factor you need is I'm going to call it a good enough campaign. You don't have to run the best campaign out there. You just have to run a campaign that's better than the other guy you're running against. And if you can get enough of those elements of those two things together, you will be an elected official.
That's all it takes. And we encourage people to do that. See what's available in your county for city council, library boards, hospital boards. There's all kinds of offices that need conservative Christian patriots, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you brought up the health boards, and that's something that I was really not paying attention to until COVID came up and sort of slapped us all between the eyes. And there's a lot of decisions made by the local health board or influenced by the local health board. And when we're looking at the potential in 2024 of some kind of a secondary pandemic scare, I certainly want civil libertarians, God-fearing, country-loving people on the health department board to do the right thing when it comes to lockdowns, mandates, all the other things that we may be faced with.
Well, they want to do it again. They can't win the next presidential election unless they have the mail-in ballots, can they?
Well, that is very true. And I think another thing that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, but I think it's true, in the swing states, a lot of the malfeasance was done at these drop boxes. And I'm going to echo what Dave talked about the first hour about what happened in Arizona. None of the bad policies and state laws that were changed had been corrected. And as I read and study about this issue, I'm finding that especially in these swing states, of course, the legislatures are largely captured and influenced. A lot of the messes that were made that created the 2020 fiasco haven't been cleaned up in the state legislatures. The regulations haven't been fixed. And so they're setting the table to do this stealing of the ballots by these drop boxes. But I think this time citizens are going to be aware of that. And, you know, there's going to be folks out there that are monitoring these drop boxes. And I don't think it's going to be as easy for them to use the drop box method this time. So they probably are. They've got their whiteboards out and they're looking at other ways to steal the election if they feel like that's what they need to do.
Well, they'll be devious. They'll be determined. They'll do everything they can, legal or illegal, to win this election, won't they, Cindy?
Yeah, I don't know if you've talked with Dave about this or other guests about this on the show, but one thing that we sort of got a look at in the last two election cycles was what was happening with people who were standing in line at the polls and their cell phones. What kind of ads were being pushed there? What kind of AI technology was being used to influence people approaching or in the polls? I think that's something that would be worth investigating.
Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm enjoying the effects of the X39 patch, a LifeWave product. Helping me achieve my goals of health and energy. Check them out at thelibertyman.com. My Christmas sale ends this coming Friday on the energy cleaner. That's 22nd of December. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an extra bonus, never done this before, an extra 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Cindy Smith, and we're talking about the events today. You got a note here about Mr. Zuckerberg and the shelter he's building in Hawaii. What do you know about that, Cindy?
Well, it came out of Wired magazine, which I think is very interesting why they would be tracking something like this. It seems like something that might be a little bit off of their regular trail of stuff that they follow. But I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right. Is it Kauai, the name of the Hawaiian island? K-A-U-A-I. He's building a rather secretive 1,400-acre compound, and it's being called Kulau Ranch, including a 5,000-square-foot underground shelter. Now, what does he know that the rest of us don't know?
Well, at that level, you don't get your news from the New York Times or Wall Street Journal. You get your news from the people who make the news, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. He's not necessarily an order maker, but he's an order taker at the highest level. And when you're an order taker at that level, you get some of the first and best information out there. I think it's interesting that this is taking place in Hawaii, and I'm trying to connect some dots here. Does this have any relationship to the Lahaina incidents, appears to be the burning off of the land so that it can be taken over? And I'm wondering if the Chinese are implicated in this in any way as well.
Well, without evidence, we don't know. But on one hand, on the other, if I had Zuckerberg's resources, I would not pick an island to make my stand. There's too many issues with being cut off from the mainland in terms of logistics and resupply.
Yeah.
And you're stuck. When you're there.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if this has something more to do with its being a strategic location, not that he's going to be in that bunker, but there might be other reasons for that property to be secured by him. And, you know, the Hawaiian Islands would be important strategically for the Chinese for some of the things that they might be willing to work on with their military.
Absolutely. Well, we'll make note of this Zuckerberg matter and track it and see if there is any connection to the fires that took place in Lahaina. What direction would you like to go next, my dear?
Well, I just pulled up here. The U.S. military has come out with Operation Prosperity Guardian. And I don't know if that came out yesterday, if that was just new today. Did you see that?
Not yet. Tell us about it.
Well, the Pentagon launches an expansive naval coalition to defend the Red Sea Passage. You may have seen the last couple of days, maybe it was at the end of last week, some of the international shippers are now going to start avoiding the Red Sea because of the Houthis taking out ships.
Well, here's what really happened. These ships need to have insurance before they can do anything. The insurance carrier was saying, no, we don't think so. You don't go in that waters. If you do, you're on your own with no insurance. That shuts them down immediately, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I tend to look at these issues from the lens of finance and economics. And if those international shippers are not able to use the shortest distances to get from A to B, and they have to go a longer route, sometimes thousands and thousands of miles longer, that adds to the cost of all the goods that are shipped internationally. So that makes our inflation and what we pay for anything that's exported from another country into our country just that much more expensive.
That's right. And hopefully they'll get that resolved. One of the jobs of the U.S. Navy is to maintain the ocean seaways for commerce, and they've been doing that for a better part of two centuries, haven't they?
Well, they have, and you know, this is another example of our military and NATO has lost its way. They're supposed to be ensuring that we can trade with one another and that those international waterways are safe for commerce. And they're apparently not doing such a good job of that, but they're very interested in moving NATO into places like Finland and Ukraine that are close to the Russian territory to anger them and embroil them in international intrigue and threats of war.
The threats of war is no small thing, is it?
Well, no. And you know, part of what we were talking about at the end of last hour had to do with, you know, fear that there would be some sort of a military conflict in the water between China and the United States with submarines, and the fear that's generated when people talk about the Chinese of fighting age coming across our borders, both north and south. And part of that, I think, is the information war, the psychological operations, to keep Americans fearful so that they don't take the actions that they need in order to secure their own liberty.
Hold that thought. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right. At my website, thelibertyman.com, we continue to update every week new articles and videos regarding the COVID vaccines, the worst crime in human history, more than 200 articles and videos, including Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying that all the vaccines, not just Pfizer, but Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, they're meant to kill and hurt people. These aren't side effects. These are the direct effects that they're meant to do. Products on my website that will help you achieve your goals of being healthy and being productive, such as the Energy Cleaner and now the new LifeWave products. I've been using the X39 patch. It's great. It's helping me achieve my goals. You might want to check them out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Cindy Smith, and we're talking about different matters. And Cindy, got some updates on the COVID vaccines for us, my dear?
Yes. Under a recent order from a federal judge, the FDA has been granted the ability to withhold COVID-19 vaccine safety data for at least another 6 months under the rubric of, quote, exceptional circumstances, unquote.
Really?
Well, guess what the exceptional circumstances are.
Oh, they tell us. What is it, please?
They are being overburdened by court orders.
Oh, overburdened. Okay.
Yes. you know, that agency isn't funded very well, of course, so they don't have the administrative and legal teams to go ahead and respond to these requests for information. At least that's what they would have us believe.
Well, I know better. These agencies have all the administrative people they need. If they need more, they simply hire more, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to have a rich stream of revenue coming in. You know, they've had, what are we on now, about 3 years, 2 years, 3 years of administrative time to start responding to these requests for information, not just from lawsuits, but from congressional investigators and the like. So I think it's very interesting that they are using that as their excuse for not being timely with these reports of information.
So what's going to change in 6 months that's not in existence right now, I wonder?
Well, they hope that people just forget about it and move on to something else, and they won't press their elected officials and others to get this information out.
Well, they're wrong, obviously. People like you and I, we're like bulldogs. We get a hold of something, we simply don't let go, do we?
Well, absolutely. And I have no trouble picking up the phone or sending an email or whatever to my elected official and asking for answers about why people aren't being held accountable and answers aren't being required from people who are supposed to be serving us.
All right. Well, Cindy, did I show you my new piece of equipment that can pick up the Mac signal that people that got the quad shot are emitting?
No, I knew you were in the process of obtaining that, but I didn't realize that you had it.
I got it. I'm holding here in my hand. It's the HF32D, that's Hotel Foxtrot 32D, made by Gigahertz Solutions in Germany. This is typically meant for scientists and engineers to use, not for your average human being. And we're doing, so far I haven't been able to test a person who's got the clot shot. I'm looking forward to that, finding a volunteer that will agree for me to scan them. But from what I've seen, I have high hopes that it will actually pick up the MAC address that human beings have become transmitters for. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
Well, it's very frightening. And I think if you follow Substack at all, some of these folks are doing a lot of research on just what kind of properties, magnetic and otherwise, folks have who've received one or more of these COVID shots. And it's not just the blood clotting. It's magnetism. It's the rouleau formation of the blood. And then, of course, probably the most ghastly thing that's being reported is the white rubbery clots that embalmers are finding in the deceased who've been vaccinated. I believe it was the international attorney Todd Callender that was on a program recently that talked about the finding that those clots are actually antennae.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. And it's, as I keep saying, and Dr. Michael Yaden said the same thing, this is the worst crime in human history. All these other issues, they're important. Of course they are. And I'm so disappointed that President Trump continues to take pride in developing the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. There's no way a safe and effective vaccine can be developed and released to the public in 9 months or less. That simply can't happen, can it?
Well, no. And I've seen some evidence from a variety of places that indicate that these inoculations were already prepared in advance, and the entire thing was planned, including the cover stories and the psychological operations that were rolled out with them.
Absolutely. Well, I did a 8-minute clip. It's available at my website, where I gave a warning on May the 7th, 2020. Two warnings put out. Dr. Horowitz was with me. The first being that a safe and effective vaccine cannot be developed in 9 months or less. And the second one being my belief, now supported by the evidence, as you mentioned, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting for be distributed. This is clear evidence of a crime, isn't it, Cindy?
Well, it absolutely is. And I think some of the folks that are out there talking not just in social media, but actually giving evidence and speaking publicly about this. Two people that come to mind would be Todd Callender and Dr. David Martin. For anyone who's interested, Dr. David Martin spoke, I believe it was at the end of October of this year in Switzerland. And, you know, Switzerland is a home for these international organizations, UN, WHO, et cetera, World Economic Forum, where he talked about the evidence and laid it all out very succinctly about the fact that it was criminal and exactly how it was done.
Absolutely. We have a call here. We got Jim in Michigan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Always love your show, John, and your guests. I wanted to mention something. I'm very familiar with vaccines and the development of vaccines. The one thing that's consistent throughout the manufacture of vaccines is that they contain the virus that they're trying to build antibodies for. You know, measles, mumps, rubella. There's always a piece of that virus in the vaccine, and when they develop the cell line, and I won't go into that. The only thing lacking in the COVID jab is a sample or a piece of the virus you're supposed to be preventing. So I guess my whole point is, what is your body building antibodies for if the virus is not in the vaccine?
Good question.
And number two, I'm kind of wondering, because I heard, and I'm pretty sure, but I think in Italy they're charging the health minister with murder.
He hasn't been charged yet. They're investigating him with the possibility of him being charged with murder. That, I look at that as a big step forward.
Oh, God, yes. I just wish our Congress and, well, our court system, that's pretty much lost, but I wish, you know, I think Fauci should be in prison. And I think if he's found guilty, I think what we should do would be, I think, practical to do, and is to give him a COVID injection every day until it has the same effect of the outcome. You know what I mean?
Well, I see some of the state's attorney generals taking the same action as the government in Italy. I don't see the federal government doing anything. Cindy, you got any response also to Jim's comments?
Well, yes, I've gone down some rabbit holes trying to figure out this whole viral angle to this. And, of course, my view is subject to new information being brought forward. But my present view is that the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 part of this, is much of it is the cover story that allowed the table to be set that would drive people to get the vaccinations. And, you know, if you look at virology, and there's a couple of really good books out there that really show this, the papers that have been brought forward, the scientific papers that have been brought forward to support the thesis that SARS-CoV-2 is a virus, just really don't hold up. And Dr. Stefan Lanka in Germany actually went to the German High Court twice and actually prevailed the second time to show that there was no virus.
Well, another point I'd like to make, if I may, is they suppressed the effects of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide. And there was a report put up by the Pentagon, I think in 2015. They were looking for the best antiviral drug, and they did this extensive study, and they sent the results of the study to the CDC. And, of course, their first one was ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and, well, budesonide. There's many different treatments for it. But this is the Pentagon, after studying it, said these are the ones that are going to be the best benefit for anybody suffering from, and that was from SARS-1. They were doing the research. What happened this time is that they suppressed the ivermectin hydroxychloroquine because if there was a cure, they would not have been able to release the vaccine under the Emergency Authorization Act. They just couldn't do it. They suppressed the cure so they could get the vaccine out. And I think there's so many people that are are involved in this. It's just amazing that we could fill the prison up with people who have put this fraud in. This deadly virus, that vaccine out to the American public. Anyways, love your program. Thanks, John.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Cindy, back to the COVID matter. I've personally observed personality changes in individuals who've got the COVID clot shot. Have you seen that yourself?
Yes, and it's being reported, people like Naomi Wolf and her, I believe it's, is it Clout Hub? No, Daily Clout is the name of her organization, and she's got a lot of scientists and statisticians working on vaccine and other stuff there. I've seen her report on that and other people, and from what I've been able to tell, it has to do with brain function, that folks are losing their cognitive capability as a result of whatever's going on. And, you know, even just the micro clotting, it's very interesting. If you were to develop blood clotting in your body outside of the COVID vaccination as a cause, there are tests that will show that you've got blood clots. But the blood clotting that seems to be taking place as a result of COVID vaccination is microclotting. And a lot of the tests for normal blood clotting will not catch that. But there's a test called the D-dimer test that will test for the microclotting. And, you know, if you've got a lot of microclotting in the smallest capillaries in the brain, that is probably going to, you know, impede your brain function. You may not have a large blood clot like in your leg or in your heart, but it certainly would impede your brain function.
Scary stuff. I've read also that the COVID clot shot shrinks humans' brains. How about that?
Wow, I have not seen that. But
Oh yes, absolutely. Yep. And we have a caller here. This caller has provided me information about some school teachers experiencing very bad side effects, or direct effects, I should say, of the COVID clot shot. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, hey, John. Yeah, that was like 65% of the staff were out in this particular school for a staff meeting, and they've been out for a few weeks to 3 weeks, and I guess there's a number of them still out, and it turns out that finally unvaccinated person found out, someone confided in them, that they were out because they had a blood clot, and there's five others of them were. And, you know, who knows? I mean, they're not, you know, they're not coming forward with why these teachers were out. They were just kind of being quiet about it, hiding it. Why hide it? Why hide it? I mean, it almost sounds like they were hiding it on purpose.
Well, of course they were.
That would mean that they'd have to be induced to do that, right? So, yeah, I mean, but what can you conclude? Regardless, we don't know that for sure. But, Cindy, I will tell you that they have done cryo-electron micrographs showing the three-dimensional structure of SARS-CoV-2. And for any organic molecule, or this is an assembly of molecules that they're claiming, they have this structure. I mean, this is like X-ray crystallography. This is written in stone, solid stuff, I believe. Okay, I haven't done it. I haven't done it in the lab on these things. You know, I can't speak for the veracity. It could all be made-up information. That's always a possibility. But we don't have tens of thousands of scientists around the world just lying about this stuff, in my opinion, not at this point. The other thing, this Stefan Lanka, yeah, I mean, it was like a polio or measles virus. Somebody had a challenge to prove it exists with one paper. So a guy produces two or more papers that prove it existed, and so he doesn't get the award. Because the court decides that it didn't meet his criteria of one paper. So that doesn't prove anything. The courts aren't proving any science. They may show some evidence at times, but this was evidence that they probably proved that the measles virus existed, but not with one paper. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of misinformation and deceptive stuff out there. And because You know, somebody even told me this morning that, there had been 200 FOIA-type requests to governments, even around the world, that had to be around the world, for, you know, proof that SARS-CoV-2 virus existed, and they didn't prove it. Well, I mean, the whole thing is coordinated operation. There's a lockstep document out by Rockefeller Foundation in 2010, scenarios for whatever. You know, and so that lockstep, they did things around the world. Are we to suppose that there's not some clandestine hiding of the truth and allowing people to believe a lunatic idea? So we have a huge division, and like you're talking about the Civil War movie, well, it's setting up. And you know, John, I think they'll release that at a particular time. And this Lady Celestial has put out prophecy that yes, we're going to have civil war induced by knocking JFKing somebody. You can guess who, and that this will be the next weakening step. Prior to China-Russia invasion.
All right. Dave, thank you,
you know,
for your call.
These are made to be seen. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. We have our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Forward! Hard! Pull them left! Hard!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Cindy, you're gathering a following here, in case you don't know, my dear. People really like your presentation and like you. So I know you may have a conflict coming up soon with employment, but we'll continue as long as you're available, my dear.
Well, it has been such a pleasure to join both Dave Hodges and Steve Bannoun and you on Tuesday mornings. And when we get to the point where I'm not going to be able to do this anymore, there's going to be a hole in my week. But I've really enjoyed the time that we've had. I really wanted to thank Dave from New York for his call. I think he points out something that's incredibly important when we're looking at the issue surrounding COVID. The whole science of virology, I think, is very problematic when viewed from a scientific standpoint. If you go back to the very basics of what constitutes a science and a hypothesis, there's some real problems with modern day virology. I think the COVID illness, I mean, I hear people say there's no such thing as COVID. Well, I think that that's wrong as well. I think truth is a very nuanced and complex thing, and we have to be very careful about the claims we make. I think COVID might be better explained from the paradigm of a biochemical poisoning. And I've grown to the position, too, on the vaccines that a lot of what we're dealing with the vaccines and the toxicity of them and the results of them, some of that can be explained through synthetic biology. So those are all things that, you know, a lot of folks aren't familiar with, and we're all going to have to learn.
Absolutely. Well, science is really not my forte, but I what I do myself is find reputable scientists with a great reputation, and I read their writings. It's not 100% accurate, but that's as close as I can get, Cindy.
Well, I think I've said this before. I don't profess to be a subject matter expert on anything, but I try to be the best generalist that I can. And one of the things I know from my training in philosophy is it's important to go back to the primary text. You don't go and read somebody's opinion of what was written about a paper. You actually go to the paper and you read what the scientists said. And I know a lot of Americans don't have the opportunity or the time to do that. And so you have to find trusted subject matter experts that are your go-to people where you can go to get a good read on whatever the latest breaking news is with COVID or the shots.
Absolutely. Well, Cindy, I want to thank you for being with us, and hopefully you'll be back next week.
I hope so, too, and I want to wish everyone a very blessed upcoming Christmas and encourage everyone to take time to prepare their hearts for the coming of the baby Jesus.
Oh, I forgot. We're not doing a show next week. It'll be January when we do our next show.
It'll be January. So this will be my last opportunity to wish everyone a very blessed Christmas.
Absolutely. Thank you, my dear. We'll talk soon. All right, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri I live in, the large, beautiful state of Texas, and, of course, God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. And, Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.